But I'm convinced that take a good while to study, but in the fact that they do take a good while to study, many times individuals kind of shy away from those topics. Though the Bible says many things about many different topics, we ought not kind of hesitate to study about any of the topics just because it takes a good while to study on them. But just study them and glean from the Scriptures what we can and keep on studying them and learn from them. Such is the case with the topic of justification. There's a lot that could be said about how one is justified and about what the Bible says about justification. In fact, the religious world has a lot to say about justification, but many times they miss the mark about how one is justified, at what point one is justified, and what it means. But yet the Bible is so very simple about the topic of justification. If you were to look the word up to define it, being justified simply has the idea of being made just or innocent, and it is God that justifies. And Ethan did a good job in reading from Romans chapter 8 and in verse 33. And so it's just the fact that one is rendered just or innocent in the sight of God. And there's no reason in the world to complicate a subject like justification. So many times I've heard individuals say about someone's teaching, all that individual is just so in-depth about what he said. What do you mean in-depth? Did he talk about what the Bible says? Then you can know what the Bible says. And so, I'm not here to present something that someone would walk away and say, well, that was just so deep about the things that he talked about. Many times it's a bunch of nonsense when individuals say so-and-so is just in-depth about what he said. If I can understand it, so can you. And we can understand what the Bible says. And so don't complicate what the Bible says about a topic. Learn from it. Learn what you can of what the Bible says about it. Just a few points this evening as we think about being justified and justification. I want us to understand that one is justified by a number of things. Are you aware of that? That the Bible points out that individuals are justified by a number of things. For example, in the book of Romans chapter 3 and in verse 24, you come to these passages with me and you read as I read. Romans chapter 3 and in verse 24. Being justified, you are familiar with verse 23. We reference that many times. For all who sin and come short of the glory of God. Now watch verse 24. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And so Paul points out in that verse that we are justified by grace. And also stated in Titus chapter 3 and in verse 7. But also in Romans chapter 5 and in verse 1. If you flip over to that chapter, therefore, being justified by what? By faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Also stated in Galatians 2 and in verse 16. And in the book of Romans chapter 5 and down in verse 9. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. You say, preacher, what's the point? The point is again, that the Bible says we are justified by a number of things. Again, by grace, by faith, by the blood of Christ. Now, what does being justified mean again? To be declared just or innocent in the sight of God. And it is God that justifies, again, Romans 8 and in verse 33. But also I want us to understand, number two, that one is not justified by anything alone or by itself. Good for you. Bernice, you got that right. The Bible does not teach that we are saved or justified by anything by itself. Now, I just gave you three things at least that the New Testament says that one is justified by. But are we justified by grace alone? Absolutely not. Made it possible. Without it, we could not be declared just or innocent in the sight of God, but not by itself. Are we saved or justified by faith alone? No. Are we saved or justified by the blood of Christ alone? Absolutely not. But we are saved by all of those things. We're saved by faith, but not faith only. James 2 and in verse 19 knocks the props out from under that. Verse 24 and 26 does away with that. The Bible teaches we are saved by the blood of Christ. I just read to you a moment ago, we are justified by the blood of Christ, but we are so saved as a result of His shed blood, Matthew 26, 28, as we have remission of our sins by His shed blood. And we are saved by grace, Titus 2, 11, but not by grace alone. But also, number three, I want you to understand that one is not justified by the law of Moses. This is something that is dealt with a number of times in the New Testament. The book of Romans talks about it. The book of Hebrews talks about it. The book of Galatians talks about it. Maybe others. Again, in Romans chapter 3, you look at verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is a knowledge of sin. And when you come over to the book of Galatians chapter 2, notice what he says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. That's what we're talking about, being justified. And individuals think that they can be declared right, just, innocent in the sight of God by doing the law of Moses. And Paul is refuting that idea. Again, he points out, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. And if you notice in chapter 3 and verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And again in Galatians chapter 5 and in verse 4, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. And so I point out to you that one is justified according to the New Testament by a number of things. That one is not justified by any of those things by themselves. That one is not justified by the law of Moses. And last point, I'm asking the question then as we conclude the sermon, when is an individual justified or made innocent or declared just innocent in the sight of God? I'll give you one good passage, though there are many of them, that nails it down. Let me give you two. I'll give you one that nails it down and one that is the best commentary on the passage. Come with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'll just reference this in a recent sermon, and so don't tire yourself of it. But you need to jot it down, mark it in your Bible. Unless your mama told you not to write in your Bible. But if she did, then mark it in your Bible. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 9, beginning. Know you not that the unrighteous, now he's writing to Christians, the Christians at Corinth, members of the Church of Christ at Corinth, people that obeyed the gospel. Notice what he says. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And watch verse 11. And such were some of you. What's the point? Now, he's making a contrast between what some of them used to do and now that they've obeyed the gospel of Christ. And he says, such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified. Now watch this. This is the kicker. Ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I ask you a question. When did God declare those at Corinth who had obeyed the gospel to be just or innocent in His sight? How would you answer that? When they obeyed the gospel. See how simple that is? They were washed, their sins were washed away by the blood of the Lamb when they were immersed into Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. Acts 2 and then verse 38, just like the Jews on the day of Pentecost that had obeyed. Revelation 1:5 is a passage that teaches us that our sins are washed away in the blood of Christ. Other passages talk about that. Sanctified means set apart for a particular use. And when Paul was writing to the church at Rome, the saints at Rome, he said that he referred to them as saints, being sanctified, Romans chapter 1. Therefore, they were justified. Give you one good commentary, good passage. That's a good commentary on 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 11. He's writing to those at Corinth. He contrasts their life as a Christian to what they used to do before they obeyed. And notice what the Bible records for us in Acts chapter 18. As you turn there, I want you to think of this. I don't know how many people obeyed the gospel of Christ in the New Testament. No, not only unto God. I know that there were thousands of people that obeyed. About 3,000 the day of Pentecost. Another place says about 5,000. The Bible says there were multitudes being added. I don't know how many there were. Thousands and thousands. And out of all those conversions, we have the little handful that we have in the book of Acts. That's all we need. Because all of those individuals, all the thousands that obeyed just like these did that we have recorded for us in the book of Acts. The very same way. So you know what's said about those at Corinth? We just read it again in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 11. Now watch what the Bible says in Acts chapter 18 and in verse 8. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. You're justified in the sight of God by doing the same thing that they did in order to be innocent in the sight of God, to have your sins removed, washed away in the blood of the Lamb. There is no other way than to do what they did in the New Testament to do that. See how simple that is? Now, I suppose we could have went on and on and on and on about it until a lot of folks just decided they was going to go to sleep. But I just gave you 4 points. 4 little concise points that talks about justification. Are you declared innocent before God? Justified in his sight as a result of obeying the gospel? If not, you need to do that this evening. Preacher, what must I do? Well, it's not changed since the 1050 service we had. Still the same. Here in the gospel, Romans 10:17, believing at John 8:24, repenting of your sins, Acts 17:30 and 31, making that good confession of your faith that you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Romans 10:9 and 10. And be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2 and then verse 38. Maybe you have done that. But you've turned your back on the Lord. You've not been faithful as you should. God's made provision for you to come home by repenting of your unfaithfulness, making confession unto Him in prayer. And we have His assurance that He'll forgive us. 1 John chapter 1 and then verse 9. If weakness is in any way, it's only a step. Come forward, God.